there's a dearth of tourism down at the South End. It was a gobsmack and a half when Bert and Betty Amundson opened up their retro auto court 2 miles north of the head. Not very far from the diner, but not far enough to escape the patron sneer and gossip. The Siesta Motel de la Sur opened for business the year of the gas shortages when Jimmy Carter advised wearing sweaters and turning down thermostats. Tyee's store only sold gas to its regular petrol customers, and even us locals were told to take a hike. Good luck to the auto court crowd. Of course, the auto court never got a crowd. The flathead vintage carboys howled among themselves over black coffee and chicken fried steaks and eggs. Should have opened a B&B, Cadillac Fred would say, and Studebaker Ralph would fire back, Sunset Motel de Muerto. The diner could have used the extra business. Big Larry, the grill man, had been here long enough to remember the days of Kama Beach Resort, Camp Diane, Indian Beach, and a lot of others further north. Folks pouring in to fish big Chinooks and escape the fumes of city living. Might be a shot, he said. Nothing else. We can put up the shirt-tail relatives who visit. Bert and Betty lacked what you call marketing skills in the dark days pre-internet. They put a listing in the Stanwoodopolis yellowed pages and tax signs on trees all the way down the island. Siesta Motel de la Sur, 15 miles, 10, 5, 1 mile to Siesta de la Sur. If you know where to look, you can still see a weathered plywood board being digested by fir bark, maybe a Estimo or a Seatel of just a Mysterioso 5. The 4 done bedroom cottages fell into disrepair, and Bert and Betty fell into heavy drinking and serious debt. They lost the place to the bank and moved away without so much as an adios. Last I heard, the old motel was being converted to rent to artists as studios. Most of us already got studios in various stages of disrepair. Still, hope springs eternal down here. Everywhere maybe but the diner where comedy trumps optimism.